349 points and nearly 400 comments on a piece from The Walrus titled, "Google Search is Dying." But the real substance is about something bigger. As AI systems consume the web to generate training data and to answer questions directly, the economic incentives for creating original indexed content are collapsing. The internet's collective memory is genuinely at risk.
This story resonates with me because it's a structural economic argument, not just a technical one. The web as we knew it was built on a bargain. You create content, search engines index it, users find it through those engines, you get traffic, traffic becomes revenue. AI disrupts every link in that chain. If a language model can answer a question directly without sending the user to the source page, the content creator gets no traffic. No traffic means no ad revenue. No ad revenue means no economic reason to create content. Over time, the reservoir of original human knowledge on the web shrinks, which means the training data for future models degrades. It's a recursive problem.
The HN community commentary on this is rich. Several people point out that this isn't entirely new. Google's featured snippets have been doing a version of this for years, extracting value from publishers without always driving clicks. But the scale and comprehensiveness of what AI systems do is qualitatively different. A featured snippet might answer one question. A well-prompted language model can answer 100 follow-up questions without the user ever visiting the original source.
There's also a connection to the Claude content marking story, which we'll touch on shortly. Anthropic published guidance on how Claude marks AI-generated content, and the HN thread there wrestles with the same underlying tension. If AI generates content that looks like human content, and that content then gets indexed and used to train future models, you end up with models training on model outputs. The technical term people use is model collapse, a gradual degradation of capability that happens when synthetic data crowds out human-generated data.
The archival dimension is the part I find most troubling. The Internet Archive has been doing heroic work for decades, but it was built for a web that changed at human pace. The current environment, where pages are created, monetized briefly, and then abandoned or paywalled, outpaces archival capacity. And when AI systems summarize or synthesize content without preserving the provenance, we lose the ability to trace ideas back to their origins. That's not just a technical problem, it's a historiographical one. Future researchers may have a harder time understanding how ideas developed in this period.
The Claude content marking piece is actually a partial response to part of this problem. Anthropic describes how Claude attempts to signal when it's generating text that might be mistaken for factual sourced content versus when it's synthesizing or creating. The HN community is appropriately skeptical that labeling alone solves anything structural, but it at least acknowledges the problem. The more interesting question is whether there's a technical or regulatory mechanism that could rebuild the economic bargain between AI systems and content creators, something like a licensing framework or a usage-based compensation model.
Several European jurisdictions are pushing on exactly that through neighboring rights legislation, but enforcement against large AI companies has been slow, and the legal theories are still contested. The web's memory problem is one of those issues where the technology has moved faster than the governance frameworks needed to manage it.
And the irony is that this podcast is itself part of the AI content ecosystem. We're using AI tools to help produce it. The responsible version of that, which we try to practice, is always pointing back to the original human sources, which is why we keep saying, go to news.combinator.com, go read the original articles. The human authors and the human commenters are the thing worth preserving.